Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Monday that would give Russian airlines the ability to seize foreign-owned airplanes so they can be redeployed for domestic flights amid crippling sanctions that have negatively impacted Russia's aviation industry. An editor at Russia's propaganda TV news agency said she's had enough of the lies. During the national broadcast Monday, she went on set and held a sign that read in English, "No war, Russians against the war." In Russian, it read, "Stop the war, do not believe propaganda, they tell you lies here." United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres on Monday.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Britain's government said Monday all remaining coronavirus mandates for travelers, including passenger locator forms, and that unvaccinated people be tested for COVID-19 before and after traveling, will end Friday. Dolly Parton, businesswoman, musician, TV star, she took herself out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame balloting.
Country icon Dolly Parton has officially bowed out of her nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022. She shared her decision on Twitter, writing, "I'm extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock Hall of Fame. I don't feel I've earned that right. I really don't want votes to be split because of me, so I must respectfully bow out." She also said, "This has inspired me to put out a hopefully great rock and roll album at some point in my career, which I've always wanted to do." She also wished the nominees good luck and thanks again for the compliment. The inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be announced in May. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On Monday, the Florida State Senate unanimously passed a record-breaking $112 billion state budget proposal that includes a pay raise for state workers, rewards for school districts that did not impose mask mandates, and a one-month gas tax suspension. American astronaut Mark Vandehei, who on Tuesday breaks a U.S. single spaceflight record of 340 days, is set to leave with two Russians aboard a Soyuz capsule for a touchdown in Kazakhstan on March 30th. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doubles down on his call for the people of Russia to remove their war criminal leader. Mr. Graham on Newsmax last night.
I think what's reckless is let Putin get away with being the largest war criminal in the 21st century. I think it's reckless to believe that you can allow Putin to win in the Ukraine and China will not invade Taiwan. I think it's reckless to let the Iranians believe we don't have the resolve to stop their nuclear ambitions. The most provocative thing you can do in the face of aggression and the bad guy is to appear weak. And on Biden's watch, it seems like the every bad guy in the world world is in the mode of taking all they can while they can. So yes, I want Putin to go. I want the Russian people to take him down. I'm not advocating American ground forces in Ukraine or Russia, but I am advocating that the Russian people fix the problem. I am convinced, and if you disagree with me, great. The world would be better off without Putin. He deserves to go, either through some judicial process or just take him out.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and it would appear that America's stomach for what is happening in Ukraine and with Russia is just getting to be too sickening for them. And they are now responding and saying, we must end the Ukraine slaughter and stand up to Russia, Americans tell Biden in this new poll. With us right now is the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I think it's been just so many days of horror coming to us live from Ukraine. And I also think, Bill, that seeing Lavrov, Russia's foreign secretary, go on TV in Turkey and basically deny that Russia is invading Ukraine, deny yes. that they bombed a maternity hospital. I think the outrage is just going to continue to grow. The question is, what will the West do about it? What are the red lines? The Biden administration seems to have none.
Well, but meanwhile, you've got the deep state, which even the Pope is blaming for all this, is, you know, they're kind of wiping their hands right now, getting excited, thinking there's a windfall profit right around the corner, that, you know, World War III or some derivative is soon and coming soon and inevitable.
Well, I don't think anyone is excited about the possibility of a war. Nobody wins. Everybody loses. But I do think at some point, I think Mitt Romney, of all people, said it exactly right yesterday. At some point, we have to make Putin fear us as opposed yes. to the other way around, right?
Right, exactly, wholeheartedly. And we missed the opportunity because that should have been done months, if not years ago. And while we did have under Trump, it seemed to hold him in check. But yet, upon this new administration and these people that Putin has dealt with before, he knows the music. He knows they don't know how to spell correctly. And they've got a reset, another reset button in their coat jacket to give to him. And he's going to take full advantage. And this is what he did. And then here it is. They're mounting along the border. And, you know, America is slow walking weaponry to the Ukrainians. I mean, on two occasions, Liz, I mean, this has been one bumbling act after another, and it's no wonder. It's like anything. You can either pay me now or pay me later.
And well, I agree with that. And unfortunately, Bill, there are voices on the left and the right. They're saying, oh, no, you know, this is not our fight. We don't want to get involved. I would put it to those voices that if we do not get involved here, it will be worse the next time around. We almost can be sure of that because Putin clearly wants to move west. He wants to set up an increasingly deep buffer zone between the West and Russia. And the only way they're going to do that ultimately is invading a NATO country. And the thing is, for all the happy talk about how we stand with Russia, we stand with NATO, we stand with Ukraine, what does it mean? I don't think Putin believes it for a minute, and I think he has plenty of reason to doubt it.
Well, he's challenging leadership. And, of course, we already know the situation with Joe Biden. We're not fooling anybody there. Everybody in the world knows that Joe Biden is not a leader. And this is what's happening. America traditionally would have been the one to rally the NATO nations. Yes, okay, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's going to be painful. Yes, we, you know, but if not now, then when? You know, you're going to wait until they come to NATO? And then it's, ironically, you've got the president, our president, Biden, blaming the Russians. Well, if you want to blame the Russians, then why aren't you doing anything about it? I mean, you want your cake and eat it too. It just doesn't happen that way. And plus, on top of that, nobody's buying Lavrov's narrative and nobody's buying Joe Biden's narrative about, oh, well, you know, like we can't do anything about it. All this is self-inflicted. The cost of oil, fuel costs, and everything that's impacting every American. And it's amazing because you watch these man on the street interviews and people will say, hey, for the sake of Ukrainians, sure, I'll pay $6 a gallon of gas. But it's not about that. You know, that is not a direct causal situation. That's what Joe Biden would want us to believe. The causal situation is he said, hey, look, we're killing, you know, we want to kill oil. That's what they've been saying for what, the last 10 years plus. And so here it is. I mean, you know, you can't blame these. And then Jen Psaki goes, well, you need to talk to these refineries. You need to talk to these oil companies. They've got leases and all this stuff. It's like, wait a minute. Let's do some basic math. I mean, you're a Wall Street analyst and you know all this stuff economically. It's about return on investment and risk, you know, risk management.
That
right?
Actually is the unwritten story. People don't understand what's gone on in the oil patch the last two or three years, really going back to Obama. The message has been very clear that the political climate was such, except for the 4 years that Trump is president, that oil companies were pushed, seriously pushed by investors to not reinvest in the oil field. The idea was, you've got these fields, let's drain the fields, we'll make some money, but pay out the money to shareholders, right? Because that's why we're buying your stock, not because you're going to go off and find the next big field. By the way, there are big fields yet to be discovered. And Alaska is a very good example of that. I have a cousin who discovered the biggest onshore oil discovery in 50 years in America, and it was in Alaska. He has more leases up there. He tells me he could bring on substantial new production within a couple of years, like substantial new production, 200,000 or 300,000 barrels a day. And guess what? We have an existing pipeline. The Alaska pipeline is not at capacity. We could use that pipeline to bring Alaskan oil to the lower 48. Mm-hmm. But again, the administration has basically declared, no, they won't let people go ahead and drill, even people who have these leases. That is the biggest lie, probably, from Jen Psaki. Yeah, the oil companies have a lot of leases. They're not allowed to get drilling permits, and they're not allowed to drill on the leases. So, you know, this. I think you're right. It's quite purposeful. Incredibly, because it's so unbelievably short-sighted and also dishonest. Mm-hmm. When we go to places like Venezuela or Iran for oil, as opposed to the lower 48, let's say Texas or Louisiana, it's dirtier. I mean, it is worse for the climate to produce oil in places where they don't have severe environmental restrictions. Nobody has the kind of rules and regulations that the United States has. So
exactly.
It is a total false choice.
They love that choice, Liz, because look at, if they're using dirty oil, it's just going to run the numbers up and they can say, see? And so, and people aren't going to understand that we're using dirty oil, you know, from Brazil or Venezuela or any other place instead of our own with all our regulations, which, you know, you got to hand it. And on one hand, I mean, you know, to the regulators in terms of how they manage the situation with fuel and how we're able to refine it and do a much better job. I remember as a kid, you know, growing up in Southern California, we were on the coast in Ventura County, Liz. And anytime we had to play, because we, you know, we played baseball and we travel into the interior of Los Angeles and stuff, they had to bring oxygen for us because we would, by the third inning, we were all coughing with a smog cough. It was that bad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 15 years later, they were able to get on top of it, and you could breathe again. And so from that standpoint, I mean, there are some good things. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here.
Yeah.
But when you have one, you know, somebody with a bigger hammer like what we've got right now, all these environmentalists pushing it to the, you know, to the point where there really is, you know, questionable, you know, validity and benefit from it, then I think it's just a step too far, and it's too costly along the way. Not to mention where we are right now, relying on our enemies to supply us with fuel when we're about ready to go to war and all this conflict. It's insane.
Yeah, it is. It is truly. But as you say, it's also purposeful.
Yeah, sadly. I mean, that's, and I think more and more people are beginning to realize that. You know, Barack Obama said it, elections have consequences. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more from Liz Peek after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See OpenRoadLending.com for details.
We're back with you. Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek continues with us. No question what we're dealing with here with this war, this invasion. Although it's interesting how they parse the words, Liz. You know, they don't want to talk about it being an invasion of a sovereign country. And, even the liberal media, they're starting to get off the dime a little bit. But initially, it was almost like this is a mostly peaceful invasion, right?
It's interesting. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and honestly, I got to go back and re-listen to it. And the reasons that Putin actually wants Ukraine, and it goes beyond the buffer zone. It goes beyond the fact that you have, you know, Russia exposed to Western NATO countries, and he's uncomfortable with that. It also has to do with oil and gas, which was discovered in Ukraine before the invasion of Crimea, and presumably was part of the reason he went there. If Ukraine, according to this podcast, has significant undeveloped oil and gas reserves, it could allow them to become independent of Russia. Because right now, of course, Russia exports gas to and through Ukraine. That's kind of one of the big sort of chokeholds they have on that country. If Ukraine were able to develop substantial natural gas resources, which I gather now that they may have, and which, by the way, I've not seen reported anywhere, that would completely change the complexion of their relationship with Russia. That may be one of the underlying reasons here. It is amazing to me, Bill, how time and time again, conflicts in the world come down to energy. And about the only people who don't seem to understand the geopolitical importance of energy is our team in the White House right now. It cannot be overstated that energy security is national security. End of statement. That is really the truth. And we have given up. We've given up our energy independence under Biden, intentionally, perhaps, but certainly we have done that. The idea that we've been importing hundreds of thousands of barrels of Russian oil every day is just pretty staggering, to most Americans. But the idea that we want to, via the Paris Climate Accord, relinquish that energy independence forever, because that's really what we're talking about, and that we're allowing them to go on building coal-fired power plants and so forth, whereas we're going to hobble our oil and gas industry. The absurdity of that, the self-defeatism of that, is hard to quantify. I mean, honestly, I cannot imagine that we're going down this path. And yet, even in the midst of this war, when we are American consumers are now paying $4.50 a gallon or whatever the number is, it is astonishing that we will not do that Biden will not do a reverse course and change the plan. And he won't.
Yeah, it is amazing. The other thing, too, Liz, that they're not talking about, and this was brought to my attention yesterday as well, is look at the price of fertilizer.
Oh, without a doubt.
What is going on? Go ahead.
Yeah, here's what people don't understand. Oil is not just about gasoline in your car. It is also an essential ingredient to 80% of what we consume. Plastics, okay? Plastics can't be made without petroleum products. Mm-hmm. And to your point, fertilizer, which goes into food production, can't be made without petroleum products. So the problem is there are so many ignorant people on the left who have no idea what a core component this petroleum is, and they don't know where it comes from. They don't know how it's produced. And you see it every day in tweets about, we'll just use electric cars. Where does electricity come from? If you asked AOC, she'd have no idea. She thinks you plug in the wall, and boom, there's electricity.
You want to hear Kamala Harris.
Fossil fuels.
Exactly. You want to hear Kamala Harris's explanation, because she'll break it down to a kindergarten level as to what happens. Yeah. You got a bigger nation, and you got a smaller nation. You got the bigger nation.
And then she'll laugh uproariously. By the way, it's too easy to dump on Kamala Harris because she's so clearly out of her depth. She looked terrified yesterday when she took the podium in Poland. She is so scared, and rightly so, that she's going to misspeak or whatever. But this business of taking on important and serious questions with that god-awful cackle she has.
Yes.
And just honestly, I don't know how she doesn't learn that doesn't work. That she looks, to have Zelensky's former spokesperson tweet that, you know, God forbid this person ever become president or some words to that effect. How embarrassing for the United States, right? That this is our emissary going over there. It's shocking to me.
Without a doubt. Well, to your point, oil and gas industry, it's reported, and this is Wikipedia, so this has been going on for a long time. They have activities in six regions of Ukraine. Okay, so to your point, this reinforces what you've recently heard about, and not to mention the fact that, you know, everybody keeps making fun of Russia. You know, who was it? Was it John McCain or who was it said years ago that Russia's just a gas station, right? They underestimate...
With a military.
With a military, yes, a gas station and some nuclear weapons. But, but the thing is that here they are with Ukraine going after, what are they, number three, number four wheat provider, you know, the breadbasket. For Europe, and they take over that, and now here we are. We're going to have pressure on our food supply, and we are paying farmers not to grow, not to produce right now. We're using taxpayers' money. So this is another one of those idiotic things that we find ourselves, whether we're talking about gas and we're talking about fuel, and you know, you just flip the switch. Why not? And tell farmers, hey, look at the government subsidies are off. Farmers get to go back and do what you do. You know, go do your farming thing because guess what? We're going to need supplies. And on top of that, you know, then you have the government getting, the people, we're getting clobbered, as you said, with inflation. And the government's answer is, let's put another $1 trillion, offering into the economic supply, into the money supply here to really exacerbate it more. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very discouraging, isn't it? I mean, the idea that we passed $1.5 trillion budget in the dark of night, basically giving people hours to read a 2,700-page bill. I don't know about you, that just smacks of total incompetence, number one, but just these people are not serious. You know, they're not serious people, because serious people would say, hold up, let's do a continuing resolution for a week. Let's read the bill, make sure everyone agrees on it, because I'm sure if you and I went through that bill, there would be things that make your hair stand on
end. Without a doubt.
I'd like to know, frankly, what's the $13 billion going to Ukraine's all about. My guess is, I'm not exaggerating here, my guess is that has something in there about gender. I will be not surprised if there's some, you know, carve out for gender studies or something. I mean, this administration is just that ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, frankly, I'd like to know what's in in that allocation. Over $10 billion of our taxpayer money. I don't begrudge it. I'd like to know where it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and in so many other areas as well, because this is typical, sadly. And as you say, you know, this smacks of such incompetence and I would dare say corruption. Liz, if we do not get control of our government, I mean, you know, let's go back. Let's go back to that moment in time when Benjamin Franklin was asked, okay, what kind of government? You know, the lady asked him, so what kind of government do you got? He says, well, Democratic Republic, if you can keep it. And here we are. I mean, it is slipping through our fingers right now. And you've got the corruption of elected officials. I mean, Peter Schweizer's done a great job in exposing the elite capture and how these guys are all beholden. I mean, that's why Nancy Pelosi isn't doing any investigation about COVID, right? Because her family and her son, they're getting millions of dollars from the Chinese. Mitch McConnell is bought and sold. I mean, you go down the line, they're all elite captured. Go ahead. We got about a minute left.
It's just pretty horrifying. And, I mean, voters have to also get better informed. I looked at what was trending on Twitter yesterday, late in the day. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. It's, you know, Thursday night. Everyone wants to take a breather. But it's all about sports and Kardashians. And, you know, here we have our country effectively at war in Europe and also, you know, dealing with record inflation or close to record levels of inflation. These are important topics. And American voters really need to get informed. People who are listening to your show are informed people. I'm afraid it's not universal.
Well, you're exactly right, and we encourage people. Have you seen that commercial, that TV commercial with the founding fathers arguing about, you know, the structure of the government? And what guy's yelling and screaming is going, what, we're not going to have a king? There's no king to bow down with? What's wrong here? And you're going to let the stupid people vote?
There's something to that, right?
Just saying. Liz Peek, thank you so much for being with us.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Monday that would give Russian airlines the ability to seize foreign-owned airplanes so they can be redeployed for domestic flights amid crippling sanctions that have negatively impacted Russia's aviation industry. An editor at Russia's propaganda TV news agency said she's had enough of the lies. During the national broadcast Monday, she went on set and held a sign that read in English, "No war, Russians against the war." In Russian, it read, "Stop the war, do not believe propaganda, they tell you lies here." United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres on Monday.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Bill Martinez here. Happy Tuesday to you. And Linda Evans Shepherd's going to join us, award-winning author, successful speaker, and a media personality, the president of Right to the Heart Ministries and the Advanced Writers and Speakers Association. She's authored 37 books. 37. Linda, I'm trying to get one done. How did this all start?
Well, you know, I never intended to write any books. But one night I was minding my own business, and I just felt that gentle whisper of the Lord calling me to write a book. And I was like, who, me? And I said, Lord, if this is you, teach me what I need to know. So, Bill, I did what you need to do. I started going to writers' conferences and learning how to write, met editors, and the next thing you know, I had one book and then another and so forth.
And here you are, 37. I kind of said that about having kids. You know, I don't know. I'm not doing this. You know. But if we're going to do this, you know, Lord, be with me.
Well, right? Don't we pray that prayer? That's a great one.
Well, I'll tell you, without a doubt. Well, Prayers for Every Need. What a great little booklet here. I mean, it is power-packed. I mean, it's small, but yet powerfully packed. Is going to be a blessing, you know, for people who pick it up. In fact, that's your initial chapter, is titled Blessings. But I understand this is like 10 years plus a lifetime in the making, right?
Well, that's right. I had a lot of reasons to go to my knees in prayer. And so when I begin to be asked to write books on prayer, I've written over a dozen books on prayer, and my publisher came to me and said, hey, we want to take all the prayers in your prayer books and compile them into one little book. And I'm like, that's probably just going to be one little prayer. But as it turned out, it was a real variety of prayers. And as I was working with them to compile them, I realized this is like my prayer journal. This is my personal prayer journal that I have been praying all these years through the heartaches that I've gone through, the prayers that have got me through, the prayers that have turned my problems into miracles.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and you've got them categorized in such a way, as I mentioned, it starts out with blessings. And before that, by the way, a little intro in how to use this book, by the way, which is important because after all, she designed it. I mean, this is God inspired. So you have an intent in how you want people to use this book. So explain to them how to get the most out of this book.
There's a couple of ways. Well, first, there's an Audible book, so you can just download that and listen as you drive the car and just learn the language of prayer and pray along with me. Mm-hmm. Or you can just do the topical route. One of my friends says that she'll look up a problem or something she's thinking about, and she'll find it in the topical index, and that she and her husband will turn to that page and pray that prayer together. And she said it's making a huge impact on their lives. Or you can just read it as a daily devotional and just pray your way through it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is incredible. As you said, this is all based on life experiences, your personal journal. As I mentioned, started with blessings. You got church and ministry, difficult times. Like, I guess you're the only person that has ever experienced difficult times. So that's probably something for you only.
No, I think
we've
all made it through the pandemic together so far. So we all know what difficult times are.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact that right now our hearts are very heavy and about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. You know, Linda, I got to tell you, I'm so blessed and encouraged by the church doing what they can, because like in anything, you know, I believe it's a sanctified moment. And when you have moments like that are God ordained, okay, it's like, how do I labor with God? How do I join in with God's efforts so that his kingdom is coming, his will being done, even in a situation like this war in Ukraine, right?
That's right. We can all come together in prayer, and that's how revival starts. In fact, do you know that the most searched for a search term in Google the past couple of years has been prayer? And that tells me that people are wanting to pray, and they're looking up the scripture that says, if you will humble yourselves and turn from your wicked ways and seek my face, I will hear your land. That's one of, like, the number one verses. So God is hearing the world call out to him in prayer, and now we are calling out to him in prayer over this situation in the Ukraine, and I can't help but believe that God is about to send revival to the world because we have been calling out to him, and all revival start with prayer.
Mm-hmm. Well, starts with prayer, leads to repentance, and then we get revival, right? I mean, because we've got to reconcile our sin. I love 2 Chronicles 7:14. In fact, for NRB, I had printed up some shirts that I was inspired as I was riding my bike around the neighborhood. And I'll often greet people. I say, you know, hey, good morning. You know, how you doing? That kind of deal. And all of a sudden, it hit me. Because even, you know, like the last time I'll see him, because I do this loop, and so I'll see people a couple times. And when I'm on my last loop, then I will tell them, I'll say, have a good day. And then all of a sudden, it was like the Holy Spirit said, have a God day. And so I had these T-shirts printed up, have a God day. And on the front, they're really cool. And then on the back, I put, and I said, I got to put 2 Chronicles 7:14. And part of what inspired that, Linda, I got to tell you, is that being around a lot of pastors here recently, it's almost like 2 Chronicles 7:14, for a season there, we heard it all the time. And now we're not hearing it quite as often. It's interesting to hear you say that the people, when they Google that, you know, that verse, because it's so prescriptive for a time like this. And I reminded the pastors, I said, look, you may be tired of hearing it and talking about it and saying, oh, we've heard that before. And we need, I said, this is one of those prayers that echoes through the millennia that was good then. It will always be good. And now more than ever, because if you're going to get to revival, we've got to reconcile ourselves to God. We have got to humble ourselves. We've got to pray. We've got to repent, turn from our wicked ways. God will hear our, he'll hear our prayers. He'll forgive our sins and heal our land. I mean, isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we're praying about? Because people are freaking out right now because we are experiencing chaos, Linda, like we've never experienced it, I believe, in our lifetimes.
That's right. There's a lot more depression and stress and even suicide right now.
Exactly.
We have to just turn to God. And I've been there. You know, I became a prayer investigator because of what happened in my life with my little 18-month-old baby being thrown into the freeway in her car seat. She was, and I have to tell you that the doctor said that she would never wake up. They said she was not in coma. They said she was in persistent vegetative state. And I just wanted to reach out to God. And what I learned is that, yes, we can reach God. Yes, God does hear us. And, yes, we do need to repent before him. And I just continued that prayer journey. And one day, I brought my newborn son home from the hospital and placed him in my beautiful daughter's arms. And it's now a year later. After she'd been in that coma for 1 year, and that was the moment God woke her up from coma. And I knew that God was with us. Now, she came back to us disabled, which actually gave me more reason to continue to pray, more reason to continue my journey. But I learned what a blessing my beautiful disabled daughter was. And that's one of the purposes of prayer. It's to connect us to God. It's the need that connects us to God. And sometimes we need that need. And then we learn that God hears us and God answers our prayers and that God is with us. And then finally we learn that we can trust him no matter what.
Amen. Yeah, a lot of parents out there say, I've never been on my knees until my child became a teenager, to this extent. So, life will do that to us. And it does draw us closer to God, because we look to him, because he has the answers. And as you've been a prayer investigator, I'm sure that you've seen repeatedly how these prayers have been answered, even in the most impossible situations. We've got more from Linda Evans Shepherd, her new book, Prayers for Every Need, right here. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, it's why we pray, because of the one we hope in and how he is so faithful to deliver time and again. We're talking with Linda Evans Shepherd, her new book, Prayers for Every Need. And I was talking to her off air, and I knew that we needed to go a little bit more into the story about her daughter and what happened. And she was 18 months old at the time, right?
That's right.
Okay. You're in a car accident. She's ejected from the car. She's out in the freeway. I mean, how traumatic that must have been for you. Thank God, cars behind do not, run into her as she's lying in the freeway in this in the car seat. But then she spends a year in a coma, and meanwhile, while you're dealing with that emotionally, this really just is, you know, beyond my comprehension what you must have been dealing with here, Linda. So you get pregnant and you have a son while your child is in a coma, and the doctor said, get used to it because this is the way she's going to be the rest of her life. She's just going to be in a coma, right?
That's right. They gave us no hope.
Okay. So you and your family, you know prayer, and you continue to go to the throne room of God, and he's given you grace and mercy in your time of need. And then whose idea was it to put your son in your daughter's arms?
It was the natural thing to do. Here we came home from the hospital with this beautiful little baby boy, and there was my beautiful baby girl. Of course we put him in her arms. And in that moment, life sparked in her eyes. Her eyes opened, and this look of wonderment is on her face.
She knows
that she is holding her little brother. And they became very, very close. And it was just a beautiful moment and continued to be.
Yeah, I bet. You know, we talk about the power of love and how it's manifest, especially with children like this. And here is this, I mean, you just had to be so blown away that here you put your new son, you're bringing him home, your daughter is there, she's been in a coma, you put him in her arms, and it connects with her in such a way that it brings her back to you and your family and her brother. And as you said, she's got such a heart, she just didn't want to miss out on that, right?
That's right.
Wow, so cool. That is so cool. And then she told you of what she experienced while she was in this coma for, what, 12 months, right?
That's right. And let me explain to you how she told us, because she came back to us with disabilities. And you know what I say to that? So what?
So what?
She came back full of this glowing joy. It was amazing to see this peace on this child. People would come into my house and they'd say, "What is that I feel in your house?" It was just peace radiating from my daughter. And the reason why she had such peace is she had been with the Lord that entire time that she was sleeping. And so I asked her, now she couldn't speak like you and I can. She had tongue signals. And so she could, she had a yes signal and a no signal. And she was paralyzed from the neck down. So here's what happened. So I said to her one day, "Laura, I believe that while you were sleeping that you got to see Jesus." And suddenly her face literally glowed.
Yes, came out.
And my paralyzed daughter raised her hands in praise and threw her head back with joy. And I was like, "Whoa."
Whoa, did you hit something there, right?
And then I said, "And Mommy believes," you said, "on his lap." And she did it again.
Wow.
And one day I came to her and I said, "Hey, one of my friends says he doesn't believe in God anymore." She looked so puzzled at that. And I said, "It's because he said that God doesn't heal amputees." Well, my daughter looked quizzical because she'd never heard the word amputee. And so how do I explain this to my beautiful child? So I said, "Well, an amputee is someone who can't use their arms and legs." I didn't want to say cut off. I didn't know if that would, you know, how that would make her feel. And when I said that, she began to laugh. And she was still on a ventilator. And now she's laughing with every breath of the ventilator. She's saying, "Ha, ha, ha." And I'm like, "Laura, I've never heard her do that. What is so funny? Why is that so funny?" And then it dawned on me. And I said, "Laura, when you were in heaven, did you see people that couldn't use their arms and legs on earth that could use them in heaven?" And she gave me that yes tongue. Yes. I said, "Laura, were you one of those people?" And she just beamed. Yes. So I knew, oh my goodness, he had such an experience.
Yeah, how special. You know, you say that God takes our needs. I mean, because this is the opportunity, and like we were talking about before, you know, is the one we can hope in. And God says, in everything, no matter how big the problem, how small, you know, you come to God with this. And the reason that God wants us to come to him is so that we'll realize that that we can hope in him, that he is faithful to answer our prayers, right?
That's exactly right. And let me tell you, the prayer that I've learned, I think the most valuable prayer that I've learned through this whole thing is just to give it to God. I like to say it like this, and this is what I did with my situation with my daughter. I said, "Lord, this is your problem. This is your problem. I can't figure out what to do. I don't know the answer. I don't know the solution. So I give the problem to you." And then I just sit back and trust him. And when the enemy says to me, "But what about, oh no. Wait a minute. I gave that to God. In fact, I gave God the $1 million bill from the hospital. I knew that we were going to be getting this bill. And I knew that we were just seconds in between changing over insurance when the accident happened. And, of course, neither insurance company wanted to claim us."
Of course.
And so, it was just a technicality at that very precise time period that this happened. And so I said, "Lord, I put my hands in my pocket. I pulled out my blue jean pocket liners. And I said, God, this is what I've got to pay the $1 million bill. So I'm giving you the bill. Bill paid in full.
Wow.
We never had a moment where my daughter wasn't provided for, where my family wasn't provided for. And I learned that God was a God of provision, but you've got to ask him.
Hmm. Yeah, because we're told that we don't have because we don't ask, you know, or we ask inappropriately. You know, this is why, you know, we have to have right standing with God. And that's what Jesus gives us, you know, as the Bible says, the prayer of a righteous person, righteous man, availeth much. And sometimes that can be a challenge, you know, when your prayers just are not seeming to break through the heavenlies. And maybe it's because we're not asking for the right things. We're not asking in the right way. And this comes back to what we talked about earlier, is that if we do not have a right standing with God, if we don't have a relationship with Jesus, because Jesus made it clear, he's the only way, right? And so we have to, you know, as I like what J. Vernon McGee said earlier in a devotional that I was listening to. Actually, it was a Bible study he was talking about. He says, in communing with the Father, he says one of the great ways that he learned about communing, because he thought, okay, what exactly, you know, does that mean, communing with the Father? And he happened to be on a train, and he was sat next to a couple and a young girl, and he struck up a conversation with this young girl. I think she was like 2-3 years old, and he said she was just a beautiful girl, and as he was you know, talking to the mother, he was just, you know, delighted with her daughter. And the mother before then looked very depressed. She was there with an aunt or something, and they were, you know, struggling. And he said the countenance on that woman's face changed so quickly as they were communing and talking about this woman's daughter and how much he appreciated her, and that how smart that she you know, she was, and even at 2 years old, how he she answered a question, how questions she asked, and that sort of thing. And you know, and that really gave me a different perspective about how we can commune with the Father when we're talking to the Father about his one and only Son.
That's true. You know, it's about relationship, and mm-hmm. and it's about also the waiting and learning to trust God in the waiting, because we want instant answers. We want God to say, okay, I prayed 5 minutes ago. Where is it?
Right.
Where's my provision? Where's the miracle? Instead, God may be playing the long game and mm-hmm. and going for the bigger miracle that you haven't even yet imagined. And
exactly.
Part of that miracle may be you're trusting him in a greater level. It might be you're longing to know him more. It might be drawing nearer to him. There are so many levels of that greater miracle.
Well, Linda, how can people get their hands on your book?
Well, they can go to bookstores everywhere. They can also go online, and they can go to my website, GOTTOTOPRAY.com. And I have a prayer gift for everyone at myprayergift.com. You can download a blessing that I've created for you. And so thank you so much. This has been so fun.
You're awesome. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate
where
it. God bless.
We want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is